In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It is always game day in Cleveland. I'm Andy Baskin. He's Daryl Ryder. And, man, that was not a lot of fun. First game of the season, the Browns against the Dallas Cowboys. They fall by a final of 33-17, but that number seems way closer than the game actually was, especially for a team that only had one first down in the first half. Daryl, your initial reaction?
It was pretty putrid and painful to watch, especially on the offensive side. Deshaun Watson really had no time all afternoon long, was certainly lacking for timing and rhythm offensively. And again, I think that a lot had to do with the pressure that the Dallas Cowboys brought. Dallas ended up with 6 sacks, 11 quarterback hits. Deshaun's jersey after the game was covered in green. It started brown, it ended in green. It was just that kind of a day. And hopefully this is not a sign of things to come, but just overall, a very sloppy offensive effort Sunday.
Well, let's be honest. Everyone's going to be saying this. They look like a team that had never seen each other before. And let's be honest, they haven't seen a game together since he got hurt last season. The offense seemed out of sync, even though you were missing your tackles. That could be expected a little bit there, but that sync was way worse than that. And, you know, you take places like Amari Cooper dropping a ball that I don't think he ever drops. They were out of rhythm and out of sync.
Well, and I don't know that that touchdown would have been much of a factor. The game was out of reach at that particular point. The other problem, too, you brought up the tackles. That was a major issue, but 8 offensive penalties.
Yeah.
You can't have that. And the alignment penalties, it's elementary football lining up. I'll give you one. But when there's multiple illegal formations and you're not lined up where you're supposed to be, that's on Kevin Stefanski, that's on Ken Dorsey, and that's on Andy Dickerson, the offensive line coach. And by the way, we already missed Bill Callahan. Well, maybe we don't, but the Cleveland Browns do. Dewan Jones did not have a good day. James Hudson, who had to go because Jack Conklin was inactive and unable to play, he did not have a good day. Pressure all afternoon from the edges. Just a very sloppy performance from the offensive line. And that is something we, Andy, are not accustomed to seeing here in Cleveland.
I know you touched on Deshaun Watson there for a second, but Deshaun just never seemed to be in sync with anybody. And, you know, yeah, they ended up with Jerry Jeudy ended up with a touchdown catching this. And maybe for a slight moment in the second half, I think when Dallas maybe backed off on defense a little bit, that they were able to move the ball down the field. But if you want to just shake it off as a bad first half, I could live with that. It's just your special teams can't give up a punt return. And then you turn around, you have the one nice drive, and then you can't put anything together again. That's the problem. You have to wait till late in the game to get your first rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you basically had one legitimate drive in this football game, and that was the Jerry Jeudy touchdown drive. Look, the game was really decided there in the first half where the Browns went 7 straight possessions. 6 of them were 3 and out, and the 7th, they didn't get the 3rd down. And it was because it was an interception on 2nd down. You know, the 2 defensive playmakers for the Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons.
Oh, he killed.
They made plays, when it mattered most. And unfortunately, I do feel like the Browns' defense, I asked this question to a couple of guys in the locker rooms, Darius Smith, MJ Emerson, about the fact that they were on the field so much.
It was 3-1 at one point during that time. Right. The possession was 3-1.
And they did not want to use that as an excuse for why at times they really did look like they were just gassed out there. Denzel Ward, you want to talk about close calls. Denzel Ward almost had 2 interceptions.
Was after a bad play after he got burned, and then right. He was able to come back. And I was like, well, that's how you come back.
But then again, that was the reminder of Denzel Ward could catch footballs. He would have been a wide receiver.
Right.
Right? I mean, love Denzel Ward. 3-time Pro Bowler. He's an elite corner, it would have been huge if he was able to catch at least one.
You got to force turnovers. I mean, that's been a problem for this team for a couple of years now, forcing turnovers and not, you know, being able to win the turnover battle. I there's just so many different ways to look at it. Turnovers, penalties, out of sync. And I do think fans are going to be complaining about the fact that these guys didn't work together during the preseason. That is going to be the number one harp you're going to hear for the next 72 hours.
Yeah, and Kevin Stefanski kind of dismissed that after the game. And look, I get it.
They look like a team that, you know, it's like college football in some ways. Where,
but you know what? A lot of teams around the NFL, same thing. You know, yeah, their starters didn't get a lot of work.
I understand that, but... You know,
and Wyatt Teller did point out to us he did play in the preseason. You know what I mean? Like, so there were a couple of guys that did, but I understand what you're saying. Look, I mean, the defense hadn't seen a snap together collectively as a unit until basically this week, right? Mm-hmm. Offensively, they did nothing in the preseason. You couldn't put your starting quarterback out there in the preseason, a guy that desperately needs reps and work. You couldn't do it because you didn't want to put him at risk. And after what you saw in week one, do people understand why Deshaun Watson did not play in the preseason now? Can we stop bitching and complaining about it? Because
I think people are going to complain. They're going to say he wasn't in rhythm because he didn't play in the preseason. But now you're looking at him, and, I mean, he spent more time on his back in this game where I thought he was – I mean, at one point I thought he was hurt, and then I really couldn't understand why Kevin Stefanski left him in at the end of the game when they were
right. –
I mean, they were getting crushed. Why – you're down two touchdowns late, more than two touchdowns late. You have no chance of coming back. Why would you play him at the end of the game? I don't understand it.
I would have pulled him. Maybe that's just a can of worms that Kevin Stefanski didn't want to open. I did see Jameis Winston and Deshaun have a long confab in the locker room. You know, I'm sure talking about everything that happened in the game and whatnot. But, yeah, it was an awfully ugly offensive performance. Bad news on the injury front too, Andy.
Oh, I know.
David Njoku has a walking boot on his right leg. Now, a lot of times before we all like get nervous and stuff, and we'll see what the diagnosis is. Excuse me, I got the hiccups here.
Boom.
They do that to protect players from themselves, but like it's not good that he's in a walking boot. They had like six or seven guys leave the game at some point with injury. Like, it's just, they got beat up, I think, in every sense of the word Sunday afternoon.
All right, Ken Dorsey takes over as offensive coordinator, and I think fans are going to be like, well, what was that? And are people going to be screaming for Kevin to stop calling plays? Would it have made a difference in this one? I don't know. And by the way, the other thing I think I noticed, too, is that
I hope nobody watched what Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did in their
His four touchdowns? But,
yeah,
you know, so... I do think this is one of those games where you notice that the Browns really don't have much of a rushing attack. They don't. And there are nothing even close to what it looks like when
they were behind the sticks when they would try and run.
Yeah.
Like, it just.
I mean, this was one of those games where it was unbelievably noticeable that you wish you had Nick Chubb out there. Because even that could have balanced some of the stuff out in the first half. Even if you go down at the break 17 or 14-3 rather than 23, and then they come back and score that quick touchdown off a special teams gaffe.
That 60-yard punt return that was the ball game right there.
Absolutely.
Now, granted, the interception with 9 minutes to go was the final nail in the coffin. That's when basically the entire place started emptying out and people started heading for their cars. They had a long day drinking and this game made them want to drink more. So
those extra 3 hours behind the bottle, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? For me, the real disappointing aspect of the results is that they had all offseason to prepare for this game, right? You knew what you were getting in week one. It was Dak Prescott, Michael Parsons, the CeeDee Lamb, the Dallas Cowboys, and they just came in here and whooped your ass. And, oh, by the way, Dak Prescott got $240 million before the game. And how about Jerry Jones trolling the Browns and Deshaun Watson with the contract? He went $231 million fully guaranteed for Dak Prescott. And instead of a 5-year deal, he went 4 years. So it's the big six on that contract for Dak Prescott. $60 million per year. Look, Dak didn't throw for two. If I would have told you going into this game, Andy,
mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott would not throw for 200 yards and he would throw no more than one touchdown, what would you have said to me?
I would have said probably the Browns would be in it, but they didn't need him to do anything more than that today.
Right.
He was efficient. That's all they needed, just be efficient. And they still blew the doors off the Browns.
And the sad thing is the one of the few highlights for the Browns was a gaffe on the Cowboys. How about them making a 66-yard field goal?
Oh, I know.
Delay a game to take that off the board. I had a quick conversation with Dustin Hopkins in the locker room. He was just so impressed
Would you have let go out there and kick the 71-yarder?
No, because once I saw the Browns put, I think once they put a returner in the end zone.
Was it Denzel?
I thought it was Denzel.
It was.
Once they put a returner in the end zone, just let Dak heave it down the field and that's that.
Right.
And whatever. But he might have made it from 71 because that 66 cleared the crossbar by about 5 yards. So
it was interesting. Okay, so it's always game day in Cleveland. It's always brought to you by our good friends at Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. More podcasts throughout the week. There's going to be a lot to talk about. There's going to be a lot to read that Daryl has at 92.3 The Fan. So we do appreciate you listening. And more importantly, we love the fact that you watch us on YouTube. It's always game day in Cleveland.